Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In for Brown Girls with Sharp Edges and Tender Hearts, A Love Letter to Women of Color. Prisca Dorcas Mojica Rodriguez crafts an empowering narrative that serves not only as a love letter, but also as a guide for women of color, navigating a world that often places them at the intersection of various oppressions. Rodriguez, a Nicaraguan writer and social justice advocate, draws from her own experiences and those within her community to address the complexities of identity, racism, sexism, and the myriad ways in which society marginalizes women of color. Through personal anecdotes, feminist theory, and a candid voice, Rodriguez aims to illuminate the path toward healing, self-love, and collective solidarity among women of color. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the intersectionality of race and gender. Rodriguez delves into the concept of intersectionality, elucidating how race and gender interconnect to compound the discrimination and challenges women of color face. She explores how societal structures and norms prioritize whiteness and maleness, rendering women of color's experiences invisible and their struggles marginalized. By sharing personal stories and examining socio-historical contexts, Rodriguez reveals the unique hurdles that come with being at the intersection of being both a woman and a person of color, such as hypersexualization, fetishization, and being subjected to higher standards of behavior and performance. Secondly, decolonizing feminism. Rodriguez makes a compelling argument for decolonizing feminism, critiquing mainstream feminist movements that often exclude the voices and experiences of women of color. She calls for a feminist practice that is inclusive, intersectional, and aware of the nuances of race, class, and culture. Through a decolonized lens, the author advocates for a feminism that embraces the rich diversity of women's experiences and champions the rights and dignity of all women, especially those who are most marginalized. This chapter challenges readers to rethink feminism and its goals, urging a shift towards a more equitable and holistic approach. Thirdly, the power of storytelling and representation. Highlighting the transformative power of storytelling and representation, Rodriguez underscores the importance of women of color seeing themselves in literature, media, and public spaces. She discusses how representation can affirm identities, inspire change, and foster a sense of belonging. The author showcases how her own narratives, as well as those from a diverse array of women of color, serve to challenge stereotypes, break silences, and create spaces for healing and empowerment. This topic stresses the need for inclusive narratives that reflect the true breadth of women of color's experiences and aspirations. Fourthly, self-care and mental health. Rodriguez addresses the critical importance of self-care and mental health for women of color, emphasizing how systemic oppression and personal trauma can take a toll on well-being. She offers insightful strategies for self-preservation and healing, including cultivating community support, practicing mindfulness, and challenging internalized negativity. The author's candid discussion on mental health serves as a reminder of the strength that lies in vulnerability and the necessity of prioritizing self-care amidst the fight against discrimination and inequity. Lastly, community and solidarity. At the heart of Rodriguez's message is the significance of community and solidarity among women of color. She inspires readers to build networks of support and collective action, emphasizing how unity and shared purpose can empower individuals and drive social change. By sharing tales of community building and collective resistance, Rodriguez celebrates the resilience and strength of women of color coming together in solidarity. This theme reflects the book's overall message. Through shared experiences and collective effort, healing and progress can be achieved. In conclusion, For Brown Girls with Sharp Edges and Tender Hearts is a resonant and necessary work for women of color who seek to navigate the complexities of their identities in a world that often fails to recognize or value them fully. Rodriguez's combination of personal narrative, critical analysis, and feminist theory offers a comprehensive guide for self-discovery, resistance, and empowerment. This book is ideal for those who are looking to understand the nuances of race, gender, and identity politics, as well as for allies who wish to better support women of color in their lives. Beyond offering solace and recognition, Rodriguez's work provides practical tools for self-care, advocacy, and building solidarity, making it a transformative read that can profoundly impact one's journey towards healing and empowerment. If you would like to support Prisca Dorcas Mojica Rodriguez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.